All right. As you all know, today is a national holiday, one of many. Happens once a year around May 24th, May 25th, May 26th, whatever that 20-something is. It's, you know, the last Monday in May is something we like to call Memorial Day. And pretty important. We pause to remember the men and women who gave their lives for the freedoms that we enjoy in this nation, such as right now we get to freely worship the Creator of the heavens and the earth and talk about the scriptures, right? I mean, incredible. So on this day, we honor sacrifice. We honor courage. We honor those who were willing to lay down their lives so that others could live in liberty. But as we remember earthly freedom today, I want us to think about an even greater freedom. And, you know, this is the time of year that we talk about what I like to call our ultimate freedom found through Jesus Christ. Okay, we kind of start in the springtime with the resurrection, and 50 days later on the day of Pentecost, which we just celebrated yesterday, when the promise of the Father came into fruition, right? The gift of Holy Spirit was made available. People spoke in tongues for the very first time. I mean, it is so profound and so incredible. The manifestation of speaking in tongues is the manifestation that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that somebody is truly born again of God's Spirit, truly free, okay? I want to say that there are freedoms that governments can protect and freedoms that armies can defend, but there's this true freedom, this ultimate freedom that only Jesus Christ could have made possible, and that's freedom from sin, right? Freedom from condemnation, freedom from fear, freedom from death itself, right? When we became born again of God's Spirit, we were set free from the law of sin and death. We went from death to eternal life. Okay, so it's a remarkable thing. It's a lifelong process to get to the place of fully realizing or understanding what that actually means. But we're going to take a look here in John chapter 8, start in verse 31. And this is Jesus Christ talking. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus was teaching that the greatest bondage is not physical bondage. It is spiritual bondage, right? Somebody once said, I think it was Dr. Werbel once said, that one of the thing that keeps people in bondage more than any other thing on this earth is religion, spiritual bondage, right? A person can live in a free country and still be changed by the sin nature, right? I mean, we are not immune to that ourselves. Sin, fear, bitterness, addiction, pride, guilt, hopelessness, the list really doesn't end. But Christ came to break all of those chains, right? Take a look at Psalm 107, verse 13. We'll start there. "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their chain, break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. You know, the world talks about freedom constantly, right? I mean, people want freedom to do whatever they want. Freedom to live however they want. Freedom to, quote unquote, identify however they want. You kind of know what that's about. Freedom from responsibility. Freedom from authority. But, you know, true freedom is not found in doing whatever we want, right? True freedom is found in living the way that God intended for us to live. You know what? Sin promises freedom. You know, live how you want to live. Be who you want to be. Do whatever you want. Nobody can stop you. But in the end, that always leads to bondage. It says in Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 3, back a few chapters here, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we were all sitting in the same room, every single one of our hands would be going up. Because every person falls short of the glory of God, right? I mean, it's just, it is so embedded in the five senses nature. And you know what, quite frankly, I still think that overall mankind has become separated from God. I may be taking one for the team here, but who knows? Maybe there will be this mass awakening. I don't know if anybody heard that, but an Amber Alert just came through. So there you go. Things happen all the time in this crazy world. John 3:16. I mean, y'all know this, right? And verse 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yeah, it's really something. So on a day like today, you know, very closely related to something like the 4th of July, where, you know, we tend to get a little extra patriotic. We remember sacrifice, right? Freedom always costs something. Freedom is never actually free. Even us, born again of God's Spirit, that wasn't free. That cost Jesus Christ his life. So you get the picture. The freedoms that we enjoy in this nation were purchased through sacrifice, courage, and bloodshed. Families lost loved ones. Soldiers laid down their lives. And while we honor those sacrifices today, we also remember the greatest sacrifice ever made, which was Jesus Christ. We say that time and time again, but it's absolutely true. Giving his life was the ultimate sacrifice. And in John chapter 15, verse 13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's Christ right there. He willingly laid down his life for us. And that is a remarkable thing. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. What else do we have here? I mean, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. for his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Oh, my word. I mean, there it is twice. Our physical healing, right? Jesus took on, he took on all of these things upon himself, right? He bore our sins so we could be forgiven. He died so that we could live. But 3 days later, he rose again in victory. And that, this whole arc of Christ's life, his ministry, to him sacrificing his life, to him being raised from the dead, all the way through the day of Pentecost. It is such a remarkable story arc. Would make for a great movie, I tell you, better than some of these other things out there. I mean, the resurrection, that means sin was defeated, death was defeated. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but now freedom is available to every person who is born again of God's Spirit, and to anyone else from here to the end of time when Christ comes back. All one has to do is confess Romans 10, 9, and 10. It's really something. Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I mean, think about that. No condemnation, right? So many people today live under a constant state of guilt and shame. I mean, people are haunted by their past, right? People carry regret. People feel trapped by mistakes that they can't undo. I mean, you've all heard the saying, right? Forget the past. Don't worry about it. I mean, forget about it. Forget about those things which happened in the past. What it says in Psalm 103? Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. This is our ultimate freedom. Freedom through the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the beauty of this born-again life, of our new life in Christ. Our lives have been completely changed because of it. Anyone can become free. Anyone can become free. The broken can be restored. The fearful can find peace. The hopeless can find joy. The bound can walk in liberty. I mean, you name it. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. This verse reminds me of a situation I was in about a week ago. I was walking into Starbucks, long story short. I was stopped by a homeless man. He asked for a few dollars, and I asked him, I wanted to see what he was going to do with it, and he admitted that he wanted to get his hands on some alcohol. I said, yeah, you know, we're not going to do that. Instead, I can go get you something if you're hungry or if you want a little drink. And he said, yeah, I'll take a drink. So I got him a same thing I was getting myself, and he drank the whole thing in 2 seconds. And then I was able to talk to him about living truly free, because I mean, this guy was down and out and been on the street multiple times. And, you know, he kind of poured his heart out about how he was feeling trapped by the decisions that he's made in the past. And I said, I shared with him this verse in, I think it's in Romans. It says that whatsoever things aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So there is a benefit to remembering that all God has done for us in the past, so that we can then really think about how we can actually live and how we can actually feel free, right? So the point I made to him was to not think about the decisions that he's made, but rather the times where God has really shown up for him. And I think that made an imprint on this guy. So I hope hopefully I will see him again. But the point is, in that story, is that this is what Jesus Christ did back in his ministry, right? This is what he still does today through every person that's born again. You know, he ministers, he heals broken hearts, he delivers captives, he sets people free. And freedom in Christ is not just freedom from something. It is freedom for something. Freedom to live for God. Freedom to walk in righteousness. Freedom to love others. Freedom to have peace even in difficult times. And it says here in Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Yeah, I don't know how much more closer you can get to the truth than that. Let's see. I could go on and on and on here. But let's not take our freedom for granted, right? You know, honor those who have sacrificed themselves for this country. Pray for families who lost loved ones in service, you know. Thank God for the blessings that we enjoy. But above all else, you know, let's remember the greatest freedom of all. And that's our new life in Christ. Because earthly freedom can be quite temporary. Circumstances on this earth change like the clouds in the sky. But in Romans chapter 10, in verse 13, after that section where, you know, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, etc., etc. Verse 13, you jump down to this verse, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever means absolutely anybody, right? No matter your past, no matter your failures, no matter your mistakes, Christ still saves, still forgives, and still sets people free. And that is the final victory. That is our ultimate freedom. Gracious Heavenly Father, you are so wonderful. You are a God that wants us to feel free, right? You're not into bondage. You're into freedom. You're into those that freely worship you, Father, by choice, too. That's just such a remarkable thing. But we do say thank you for the freedom that we do have to worship you without fear of persecution or punishment. We are so thankful, Father God. It's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.